of Mr. Brian Bragg. Mr. Bragg is the Program Manager for Men's Health for Access Community Health Network and oversees the activities of the Chicago Parenting Initiative. He will present findings from a needs assessment Access conducted assessing paternal engagement in their community and discuss how it informed the design of their AFL-funded intervention. His talk is entitled, In His Words, A Male Perspective on Paternal Engagement.
Thank you very much and good afternoon, Public Health Team. My name is Brian Bragg, and I have no relationships to disclose. I'd like to thank OAP as well for their funding and helping us get started on this very innovative program for us, and also acknowledge that my boss is not here in Chicago, but we do have two of the team members, one of our data collection person and one of the male involvement specialists who are here today to support the program. So if things go off the rails, I'll have them get up and answer questions if I prove to be ineffective today. So what I'm going to do is go over the brief introduction to Access Community Health Network, who we are, the needs assessment and resulting data that informed the development of the Chicago Parenting Initiative, and the program design that is now being implemented in the Chicago communities where we're serving. So Access is a federally qualified health center located in the Chicago area. It has 50 health center sites in the city of Chicago and in the surrounding suburbs. We serve over 200,000 patients each year, and our primary mission is to provide outstanding preventive and primary health care accessible to all in their own community. This slide looks at our population. So it's a very diverse population. As reflects the demographics and the geographic area that we cover with our services. But as you can see, though we have a very diverse population, only 15% of our adult patients are males. And I'm talking fast. Let me slow down and follow my notes. So currently we have about just over 1,000 pregnant and parenting clients in our MCH case management, or we call care management program. And previous attempts to engage the fathers through our Healthy Start initiatives or through our MCH care managers engaging the male partners or fathers in well-child visits proved to be unsuccessful. It gave very small results. So looking at the landscape of comprehensive male involvement programs, there are few critically evaluated programs, meaning that there are lots of male involvement programs out there that are doing great things. But it's the critically evaluated piece that stood out to us with limited information on the effectiveness of these programs. So Access conducted a needs assessment, initially surveying the male partners of current MCH care management clients, and then expanded that survey to include male partners of female patients and men present in the health centers during the busiest OB-GYN clinic hours. So here's a very hard-to-read copy of our needs assessment. Just note that it included key demographic data on the men that presented, but it also included some additional questions like question 6, which you cannot see. It says, how healthy is the relationship between you and your female partner? Or question 7, is your father or father figure involved in your life? So we're looking at some pretty engaged information on this assessment. So looking at some of the results, we had 87 men complete the survey, and most of the respondents were 19 years of age. However, once we sought responses from all men present in all of our health center, in the health centers that we targeted, the age ranges increased, leading to a mean of 31 and a median age of 30. This looks at the ethnicity breakdown of our assessment. A majority of the respondents were non-Hispanic. And the majority of the respondents identified their race as Black or African American. Majority of the unknown or multiracial respondents were Hispanic as well, including the one respondent who created his own race classification of brown American. Regarding education, most respondents had a high school diploma or GED, followed by some college and some high school. And so here's where we get to some great results where the respondents marked the things that they needed to be more involved as a parent. They could mark more than one, and most marked, as you could see, information on job skills and placement. The next highest was an opportunity to voice their opinions and ideas, followed by information on fatherhood and male parenting, education, information on health care, and legal information. So the CPI, or Chicago Parenting Initiative Program Design, addresses many of these issues to support a greater involvement of fathers in pregnancy and child development outcomes, as well as greater involvement in their own health and development outcomes. Now, with this assessment, there were a few limitations. One of which, the wording of the assessment sought information from a negative context. So the assumptions behind the questions were that they didn't have fathers involved in their life, or they were not, involved, or that the relationships with their female partners was not very healthy. And in fact, when we got the surveys returned, we realized that there were some healthy engagements going on. Some of the questions were responded to with an NA, and the men wrote in, I have a great relationship with my father, or my father is involved in my life, or I do have a healthy relationship with my girlfriend. So we had some negative assumptions there going into the assessment. And also the assessment was given to men who presented at a health center. So the answers reflect the views of those who, for a variety of different reasons, were present at a health center. So we really went out there knocking on doors, dragging the guys in to get their information. So they came of their own volition. This reviews the department that houses a CPI. And this emphasizes the fact that we are working very closely together between the maternal and MCH care management and the male involvement program. So you see our fearless leader at the top, Misty Drake, and then how the male involvement piece down to the left, and then the maternal case management to the right, which includes both high-risk and low-risk case management services. Our program, as designed, is a multi-site intervention comparing pregnant and parenting adolescents and their families receiving core services through care management with those receiving a male involvement enhancement. And our intervention will be implemented in 16 health center sites in the city of Chicago and a few close by suburbs. And this is a slide that gives you an idea of where the health centers, both control and interventions, are located. And also note that they are in high areas that have high teen birth rates in these community areas. So the program addresses the identified needs of the men of life skill development and parenting skills with individual and group sessions and practical life skills. Job placement and training is addressed with an MOU with a community-based organization who is a subject expert in this. And job training. Physical and mental health will be addressed internally within our system or monitored as a part of care by those participants who already receive care outside of the access network. And then legal advocacy is provided through an MOU with another recognized subject expert in criminal and family case law, as well as record sealing and expungement. So this is the methodology that we'll be using. The curriculum that we are developed and adapted includes existing educational materials to create both our individual and group session curriculums. The individual sessions include health assessments, patient education, and the development and maintenance of self-management goals. And the group sessions include topics such as stages of pregnancy and the male's role, your baby's development and nutrition, effective communication and conflict resolution, and preventing sexual exploitation and coercion. So we cover both a lot in both individual and group sessions. So here is a groovy slide on our enrollment and consent procedures. And let's see, I don't really have a pointer, so I'm going to see if, there you go. So the female presents at a health center for family case management, which is low risk, or a healthy start, which is high risk. If she's 15, 18 years of age, we recruit for OAP for both research and program intervention. If she consents to program only, then she's enrolled in CPI as a non-research participant. But if she agrees to both program and research, we work with the research evaluation team, which is the University of Chicago, to obtain consent. We get her consent, and then we recruit the male participants with the male involvement specialist. That was our duh. You know what I mean? We got some cool guys working on our team to get the men involved. And once they are enrolled in the program, this is another groovy slide on the intervention. So this covers the initial visits. We do the overview, prepare case notes. And here, every 3 months, we'll be doing an assessment of the depression and anxiety screenings, as well as asset assessment screenings. And then, once a month, prenatal, and then postnatal, according to the well-child schedule of 2, 4, 6, 8, 12 months, 18-month intervention, and 24-month they graduate from the program. So our evaluation is using the supplemental data core instrument collection, and then objectives will be providing maternal and child health core supplemental services to pregnant and parenting teens, and providing an enhanced male involvement program to the male partners of the female teens. And male partners, as we know, are the biological dad or identified by Mary as the person she wants involved in the program. Our outcomes, 25% of young mothers involved in our intervention will have a lower subsequent pregnancy rate at 2 years of the baby's age. 80% of the children will be up to date with the immunizations at 12 months. 80% of young mothers involved in our demonstration intervention will have higher rates of school retention, graduation, and or completion of a GED. And for the men, 75% of males involved in our intervention will report they have a job or are enrolled in school or job readiness program at 12 months of the baby's age. Males involved in CPI will be twice as likely to have better parental engagement compared to the comparison group 1 year after the delivery of their children. And 75% of males involved in CPI will attend an annual medical and or behavioral health visit, is really key for our outcomes there. So we did have an evaluation of the design and implementation of our program, which gave us the following recommendations. We need to monitor the integration of program services that are focusing on addressing social determinants of health, along with the traditional clinical services offered within Access Community Health Network. Recognize the varied staff understandings of the service and research components. Some of the staff, as we unroll the design and are engaged in the implementation, have varying degrees of understanding that the research is as important as the program intervention, which can be problematic when it comes to engaging and implementing a program. So we wanted to make sure that they know, and this told us that, you know, this assessment evaluation at this stage of our implementation was that we need to keep on that, to make sure that we are talking to frontline clinical staff, all of the maternal care managers and MAs and physicians involved, that research is very, very key. And then monitor recruitment and case management loads to understand resource needs and potential for realignment of resources in the health centers. That's a way of saying that some of our maternal care managers are at caseload. So we come to them saying, we need to enroll over 120, and so we're going to be doing a lot of recruitment in the community, so you're going to be seeing more female clients because we need female clients to enroll the male clients. So before they shut us down emotionally and give us that whole face, like, back off of me, we need to understand that going into it, we need to be very sensitive to where they are with that. And if there are any questions, here is my contact information, which you'll probably not remember, but I'm sure it'll be posted somewhere along the line, and there is the real robust Q&A that is going to be happening afterwards. Thank you.